We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2-9, the game.
Roll tape, please.
Okay, let's get this show rolling.
10 seconds.
Stand by, everybody.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas. Local, and you can hear us all over Georgia.
Big Hugh, Big John, Big Guys, Big Show.
A 3-time NFL Pro Bowler and a guy who's been covering the A for nearly 3 decades. John and Hugh, call the guys at 404-741-0929.
Wait, I thought I was the man.
No, you're my man.
Oh, okay. So my man, what do you mean I'm your...
No, not like that.
Okay.
My man, we cool.
Okay, gotcha.
John and Hugh are on the air.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
I already can tell this is going to be a fun day. You know those days that you go to work and you know you're going to have a good day? I mean, because you have them. I know everybody wants to gripe and moan and say, oh, you know what I got to do today. But there's just those days when you're driving into work, and maybe today's one of them, when you're driving and you go, man, you know what? It's going to be a good day. Because I have a feeling today's going to be a fun day. Welcome to the morning show with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios. Hugh, what up?
Good morning, John. For me, every day is a fun day. Every day above ground is a fun day. And it's a day that, you know, you probably learn something new every day, or just, you know, learn something new about yourself, or just, you know, just enjoy the day. Just enjoy it as many as you can, because there's somebody this morning that's not getting up that ain't going to be able to enjoy this day. So it's like, you know, I'm going to enjoy everyone. I'm here.
I know. You know, there's truth in that. There's a lot of truth in that. And we sometimes,
I hate to be the Debbie Downer with the truth. Okay. But, man, I'm telling you, ain't been through a whole lot. But, man, been through enough to be like, man, I enjoy these days. Every one of them.
Everybody's got something that, the baseball fans are excited because baseball's back and the Braves will be opening tomorrow night.
Wendy's excited because it's going to be 70 degrees today.
Thank goodness.
Nearly 80 degrees.
Oh, my gosh.
That means you can open up the windows in your house. You can go for a run outside. You could sit on a patio.
Wendy even talked about sitting on the patio. That might not happen on a Wednesday, though.
It will happen.
That'll happen on an early Wednesday, not on a late Wednesday night. Like on a for me, it happened. Definitely could happen Friday. Thursday, maybe, because, you know, 2:30 come quick.
There's a pretty good chance if you sit on the patio today, you'll be yellow when you get up if you sit out there too long.
There's truth in that, too,
from all the pollen.
Yeah. Can you imagine? I always love it. Now, this is actually a low pollen year. We've had pollen years where it looks like snow out there, and the whole city's just yellow, and people who move here for the first time go, what in God's creation is that? That would be pine pollen. That would be pine trees. That would be spring in Atlanta. That's why we always root for rain in the spring, just to wash it away, because otherwise, and forget about washing your car. We've had it so bad that one year when I was a kid working at a gas station, we were charging people to come in just to take a hose to spray off. We were charging them a quarter to spray off their windshield with a hose. It was that bad. You know, I mean, we've had it bad before. But, I mean, it's still going to be a good day. I mean, we got baseball. We got, Lord knows we have a ton of NFL news to get to over the next 4 hours, and big, incredible NFL news, too. But any day is going to be better than yesterday, because for me, yesterday was just frustrating last night. I swear, I tweeted it out. I think my life story is summed up in 3 words: some assembly required. Because when I went out and, you know, I went to the store the other day to buy milk and eggs and ended up with a patio set, right? I mean, I told you that story. And I get this brand-new patio furniture, and I thought, well, you know, because I've got the folks coming in, her folks coming in this weekend. Let's get the new patio furniture up. Okay. Well, like 5 hours later, trying to figure out, you know, Allen wrenches and this and that. And the next thing you know, I mean, what an incredible hassle. You know, so I'm telling my wife yesterday, because there's one big flange that just doesn't work. I mean, we get all the way to the end, and there's one little flange that won't work. And she's like, we got to send this flange back and get a new flange. We're not going to be able to finish this thing. And I'm so frustrated. I said, give me that. And I walk out in the garage, get the big hammer. And she's like, you're not going to hit, bam. Say, there, works.
Did you fix it? See, I don't have those First world problems, John, because I don't, like, I'm not putting together enough patio furniture. The worst thing that I did a few weeks ago, I attempted to put my son's basketball hoop together. That thing is hard. Like, it is hard. Like, I had all the pieces, but when it came to putting the hoop on and the adjustable springs and all the other good stuff, I had to leave that to a handyman. So I didn't touch none of that. When it gets a little bit too complicated for the kid, then that's when I call in a professional.
Well, you know, I don't know how I ever put anything together before YouTube, because I look at, I don't know about you, but I read the instructions like they're written in Japanese, because sometimes they are. And I go, what in the world are you talking about? Part A to part B to
no, I can follow. I can follow the instructions. I can do that. Like that's fairly easy. It's just for me I've tried to do the YouTube thing. Sometimes people don't do a good job of explaining exactly in detail. Like I need detail, especially when it comes to putting stuff together, like those little Lego toys and stuff. I need detail. And with that hoop, I was just like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and lead it to somebody who's done these before, because it was no joke. And he came in and he knocked it out. He did it so good. He did such a good job. I wanted to fight him afterwards because he kind of made me look bad, because, you know, that's dad's job. Like, dad's job is to sit out there and put the stuff together, because, you know, my son's looking at me. He's bouncing the basketball. He's trying to play and I'm not moving fast enough for him. So then the dude comes in and he just knocks it out, and everybody looking at me like I'm inadequate. And I wanted to fight old boy, because it's like, dog, you can't come into my home and make me look and stand me up like you did. But, you know, hey, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, you're right, exactly. And so hopefully your day goes great, because I can just tell it's going to be a good day. And Wednesday's going to be fun here because of all the news. But then I had this other little thing that kind of crept into my world this morning. See, because I was putting this stuff together last night, I really didn't get a chance to eat much of dinner, okay? So I'm really hungry this morning, and the only thing I had in my bag was a little bar, you know, one of those little bars that the wife puts in. Here, honey, that's breakfast. Okay.
Do I pack your lunch for you, your breakfast for you?
She put an apple and one of those little bars in, you know?
Oh, that's so nice.
You know, I'm like, okay, here's breakfast this morning when I got my coffee.
I had somebody packing my lunch and making my coffee for
Wait
me.
Wait a second. You do have somebody packing your lunch every day.
No, I don't. Yeah, Hugh packs his lunch. Hugh cooks his lunch. He cooks his meals, too.
See, this is you.
It is like it all looks the same.
But
making my life simple.
All I heard in the minutes leading up to the show was one pizza and two bacon. That's what I heard, was pizza and bacon. All of a sudden, I started thinking, man, bacon smells good. Pizza sounds good. Pizza sounds good right now. Nancy's or Johnny's or...
Oh, no, we were talking about sitting on the patio. Mushroom.
Well, that's what it was.
Sitting on the patio. And I was telling her about... I was telling Wendy about Mellow Mushroom, not too far from where I stay, where they have a beautiful patio off of Roswell Road. Because it's like a lot over there. It's like the IHOP, the Mellow Mushroom.
They have like El Azteca. Yeah. Mexican restaurant.
It's a couple places over there. But yeah. And it's like the...
great patio.
Oh, man.
It's always packed.
The so Boston Market's over there, too.
Yeah, and you're not going anywhere because traffic on Roswell Road kind of stinks. No, and
the Chick-fil-A. It's the Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A be going off, too.
There's
going
to be a ton of people on the patio today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to be patio. It's a patio kind of Wednesday.
Indeed.
Right. You know, I mean, get up and have a margarita or, you know, hang out on the patio because it's going to be nice. But then you had me thinking, because you mentioned, you know, the bacon. Wendy started talking about bacon. And I thought, well, bacon pizza. But see, bacon's a funny thing. I can't ever really have bacon in my house. Or if I have bacon, I've got to make it two ways. Because the real estate maven, Hugh, is one of those people that eats bacon. You have to burn it. Okay?
Crispy.
That's the only way to eat it.
No. No, 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 no.
Yeah.
No.
It really is.
Okay, which other ways to eat bacon?
Oh, no, no, no. You get that. You get it like the half cook and
no,
you get, oh, yeah.
There's too much chew. It's chewy.
You like chewy bacon, basically.
Well, I like fat back, but that's, you know.
Well, it depends on the cut.
Yeah.
It depends on the cut. If you get a bit, like a thick, like a applewood style bacon.
Yeah, sweet.
You don't want it burnt. I mean, you're ruining what you basically are making beef jerky at that point. But if you get it thin, it's good right at the crisp of being burnt because it's very crispy and just kind of breaks in your off in your mouth.
I made chicken beef jerky before.
Oh, did you really?
So have I.
Bo know what I'm talking about when you cook your chicken too long.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And
you're pulling it off.
And but see, for me, it like It's no trial or error. It's like whatever I cook, I eat because I'm not the type that's gonna throw food away.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made I made chicken jerky and had to eat chicken jerky all week long. It was the driest. You remember that week I had? I was like, boy, it was the driest chicken I ever had. But I refused.
Pour water in there.
I refused to throw it away.
I remember talking to you about it because when I saw you, I could 1,000 times relate because I don't throw food away either. I eat every bit of it, and I've done the exact same thing.
Well, you don't have to throw food away if you get $1,000. You could buy dinner tonight.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
middle. Not top, not bottom, but middle. And you want to be right there in the middle today. It is hump day. It's the middle of the week, right? M-I-D-D-L-E, middle, to 72881. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. Pull into the racetrack. And we'll probably tell you to pull into the racetrack on Friday, where we are on Friday, up there in Kennesaw. But middle, M-I-D-D-L-E. Like in when I was playing baseball in junior college back in the late 70s, we went to Middle Georgia, okay? Middle Georgia, Middle Tennessee, right? Middle, M-I-D-D-L-E. Message data rates, again, may apply. This is the hour we keep telling you, the 6 o'clock hour of our show, 72881, to text middle to 72881, and hopefully you're going to be a winner. Now, back to bacon for a second.
No, it's funny you brought it up because there was a photo that was circulated on Twitter yesterday, and it was the 6 degrees of bacon and which was the properly best bacon, how you cook it. So one was essentially raw, and you should never have it. For me, it was 1 through 3, you should never have it, because that means you never tasted real bacon before. 4, I let it slide. But 5 to 6, where it goes from crispy to a little bit burnt, that's the way you eat
bacon. Bacon will change your life, though. Like,
it really will.
Like, I went through a phase where, like, I got brainwashed to eat turkey bacon for, like, some years. And then when I had, like, an actual piece of, like, for real bacon.
You went, oh, yeah.
It was bananas.
Yeah.
It was bananas. It was like, to not eat pork for a while and then to eat it. Like, bacon, like, listen, I'm not, like, pork chops, I mean, they're okay. I mean, I will, like, if I'm pressed, I will eat a pork chop. But bacon, I see why I used to always wonder why everybody wanted to wrap everything in bacon. Like, that bothered me. There's like bacon wrapped turkey, bacon wrapped burgers.
You had bacon Brussels sprouts?
No, I have not.
It'll change your life.
No, but then
changer.
I'm telling you, bacon, like, if you get that right combination of like crispy and salty, boy, it'll change your life.
Well, my wife, back to her, because her affinity for bacon, we have BLTs, but we don't have see, I love BLTs, but I don't have BLTs. I have what I call bolts because I put a big old slice of that real good Vidalia sweet onion on it. With the big old tomato and the lettuce and the bacon and all the mayonnaise. Oh, man, those are great.
Why would you ruin the bacon like that?
Oh, no, it's great because you put a lot of bacon on and then you got the onion and the tomato and the lettuce. It all works. And for her bolt, her BLT, is 2 pieces of slightly toasted bread, mayonnaise, and lots of bacon. And there's nothing else on it. It's a bacon sandwich.
She's obviously a really smart lady. Throw all the bacon on there? Absolutely.
Yeah, come on now. It's all good. Yeah, real bacon, like you said, when you get that real bacon, man.
I'm going to tweet out this photo of the bacon, and we can have our listeners go decide what the best kind of cooked bacon is at 929 The Game on Twitter.
New York Prime's bacon is the best bacon you will eat in any restaurant in the state. Now, granted, it's about pork. It's basically almost like, what, pork belly or whatever, pork back.
Fat back?
Yeah, fat back. It's so good.
Hugh, you ever had that thick fat back, like New York Prime?
I've had some fat bacon before. You talking about the one that they had at the restaurant you were telling us about? No,
yeah.
I haven't had that one before.
Be there, I'm going there soon, I hope. It's going to be good.
Well, we mentioned there's a lot of news to get into. The NFL is making news on multiple fronts. So many fronts, we had to kind of divide it all up to get it all into the show today. We're going to begin with who tried to trade for the number one pick in the latest on OBJ. That's next.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Get your sports fix anywhere. On demand. Beyond live streaming.
It's on demand.
Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
What does that mean?
And if you don't know how to use those,
I'll tell you what. I'll switch you to communications.
Ask your kids. The Game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Uh-huh. Hey, demand for top talents at an all-time high. Account Temps can help you find highly skilled temporary accounting and financial professionals who fit your needs and hit the ground running. Account Temps is a Robert Half company. Back at the Kia Studios, John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We mentioned that there is a ton of NFL to get into. There's Falcons news to get into. Kind of interesting stuff with the Falcons. What Dan Quinn had to say, for example, and Rich McKay about the rules, all the rule changes. We'll get into that. But these meetings, these league meetings down in Orlando, have given us so much news to chew on that we wanted to start with a couple of things that have been kind of player, because the draft has made so much news this year with all the potential trades and with the unknown and the variables, Hugh, of what's going on in the NFL draft. We thought we'd start this morning there just to bring you up to speed on a couple of things. Apparently, a number of teams have called the Cleveland Browns about the number one pick, including among those teams is the New York Jets.
That doesn't surprise me, John Fricky. I mean, teams always are doing their due diligence and they're trying to gauge whether or not they can move up or how committed they are to that number one draft pick. So that does not surprise me.
And so we don't know quite yet if, in fact, the Cleveland Browns will deal that number one pick. They could. I mean, they could finally just trade it. Here's the general manager of the Browns, John Dorsey.
You want to have discussion within the entire organization. You want to sit and listen to the personnel staff. You want to sit and listen to the coaching staff. At the end of this thing, you want to make what's best decision, regardless of the position or the player. You want to do what's best for the Cleveland Browns moving forward.
I don't know what it would take for the Cleveland Browns to trade the number one pick.
A couple number one picks for futures, like the number one pick this year, probably. The team, whoever they trade with, and then their next year number one pick, and probably something else. It all depends, John, but I think that, like, for me, I know for you this is a big deal because, you know, it's free agent movement and everything, and everybody's talking about this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
But this is business as usual in the NFL. Everybody, this is what teams do. You can't stay the same. I mean, even the Atlanta Falcons are looking to make moves that are right for their team. They're just not making them. You know, they're not making them because they might not make sense in a long-term deal or thing. Like Ndamukong Suh, for example. Rams gave him $14 million for a one-year deal. To the Atlanta Falcons, that doesn't make any sense because they're building something for the future. The Rams are probably looking at that deal, John, and they're saying to themselves, we are one player away. You look at take the game against the Atlanta Falcons last year when the Rams played them. Aaron Donald was a one-man wrecking crew by himself. Now you look at that and you say, okay, well, if I have Ndamukong Suh there with him, with Aaron Donald, hey, we could potentially beat the Atlanta Falcons. I mean, that's how you look at it. You're always looking to improve your squad. So you can't just stand pat and say, okay, we're the number one pick. The Cleveland Browns say, okay, we got the number one pick. We're going to get the number one guy. That's it. When you could potentially, say, just hypothetically, you can move down, accumulate some more picks. Now, you might not get that one guy that you wanted, that one coveted guy, but you get an opportunity to fill more than one need on a team that has a lot of holes.
You have an opportunity with the Cleveland Browns. John Dorsey, their new general manager, he's the guy that built the Chiefs from kind of like where they were moribund Chiefs to where they were, you know, right before they, for some reason, let him go. But I think it was a power play between him and Andy Reid. And you can see the moves the Chiefs have made since John Dorsey left, with Andy Reid reshaping that team now. But John Dorsey takes over the Cleveland Browns, kind of a clean slate here. But you got to be careful on two fronts if you have the number one pick, because you can make two gigantic, massive mistakes, and the second is almost worse than the first. The first is to take the wrong guy, right, Hume? You take the wrong guy. But the second is to pass on the right guy. In other words, you had the number one pick, and you had a chance to, well, just play this out. I'm just going to throw it. You could have taken Josh Allen. And who knows? Josh Allen could be Ryan Leaf. Josh Allen could be John Elway. I have no idea. But let's say he's John Elway, and you had a chance to take him, and you didn't.
That's every year in the draft, though, John. I mean, every year you could think of a player that was taken high and that didn't pan out. My year was Kajana Carter. I think Kajana Carter was like, he was out the one or two pick, taking the first pick in the draft, running back, and got drafted by the Cincinnati Bengals. Did not pan out in the NFL. Rashawn Salon was another guy who got drafted. I think he got drafted pretty high.
But Kajana got hurt, right? I mean.
Yeah, but he still. But the point is, John, his career didn't pan out. His career didn't pan out, regardless if he got hurt or not. The point of the story is he didn't work out for the Cincinnati Bengals. So, I mean, you're always taking a chance. To your point, you know, when you're talking about get hurt, anybody that gets hurt, regardless of you know, whatever the situation is, they did not pan out. And he was the first player taken, and he did not pan out.
Yeah, the Bengals had a couple of those in a row. Wasn't Akili Smith right around that same time
frame? Yeah, about that same time frame.
The quarterback
from Oregon. He didn't work out either. But you know, to your points, it's also about the right player for what you do as well.
Yeah.
And that's the thing we've seen here. The Falcons have taken guys that the analysts and the experts have said were overdrafted, but they only worked here because they fit into what the system was the coaches wanted to run.
They're doing exactly what they were brought in here to do. And that's where you get that perfect marriage of, you know, getting the right guy for what you want to do. That's why the Pittsburgh Steelers have been so successful over the years. They draft the same. Like, they've had to have, like, their scouting department has had children and their kids became scouts, obviously, because they follow a formula that they've been following since I remember. Always ran the 3-4 defense, always had some good running backs in the stable, always had some good linebackers. I mean, and that's the way that you build a successful franchise. You have a plan and you draft guys that fit that mold.
We told you that there's so much NFL news. We're going to try and get it all in for you today because there's a lot to get into. Now, another story out of New York. You know the Odell Beckham saga that's been going on here over the last few days. Will the Giants, you know, would they trade Odell Beckham? Well, Dave Gettleman, their new general manager, a guy came from Carolina, said this to Kimberly Jones of the NFL Network yesterday.
All kidding aside, he's on the team, Kim. What do you want me to tell you?
That he's not available via trade.
He's on the team right now.
So he is available.
I just said he's on the team.
And you can't say whether you want him to continue to be on the team or?
Listen, you don't quit on talent. I told you that.
You don't quit on talent. I told you that. Now, boy, you want to talk about mixed messages, Hugh? You don't quit on talent. Okay, he's not going to be traded. Are you going to trade him while he's on the team? There was no definitive no, we're not.
But how is that a mixed message, though, John? You can ask almost any GM that or anybody that's a part of a football team. And you ask them that same question about a player. Probably the only person you're probably not going to say that about right now for the Atlanta Falcons is Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else is trade bait. I mean, you cannot paint yourself in the corner and say, well, no, we're absolutely not going to trade this guy. There might be a trade that comes along that knocks your socks off, and you have no choice but to trade that guy because they made you an offer that you cannot refuse. And that's all that he's saying. They don't know what's going to happen with Odell Beckham Jr. Odell Beckham Jr. has drawn a line in the sand. They've made it clear that they would like to keep Odell Beckham Jr. But if it doesn't work out where they cannot get a deal done, then what are you going to do? You can't force him to play for you. You got to move on.
And remember, Gettleman's already traded JPP. So Gettleman has no problem with the idea of reshaping the New York Giants. And maybe it's just time. Maybe sometimes you go, look, whatever, but we went 3 games last year. This just isn't working. We have Eli. We have to just kind of remake the whole team. And so I'll listen to offers for everybody. And one of the offers that people were floating out was whether or not they would listen to the L.A. Rams. We talked about could Odell Beckham end up in an L.A. Ram. Would the Rams, for example, trade their first pick this year and their first pick next year for Odell Beckham? And this is Sean McVay, head coach of the Rams.
Hypothetically, I think a player of his caliber – you know, can kind of really do everything. But, you know, like we said, you know, we don't really get into the situations of discussing players that are under contract with any other team just out of respect for tampering and the things that come with that.
If you're the Giants, would you trade Odell Beckham to the Rams for the Rams' number one pick this year and their number one pick next year? Because I would. And I tell you why. Because I think at some point, if it's like this with Odell Beckham, you have to wonder that it's ever going to get better. Is he going to hold out? Is he worth $20 million? I don't know. Maybe he is, but that's what he's going to command or at least demand. I think the whole thing is, if you're going to rework the Giants, go ahead and bite the bullet, rework the Giants, even if it costs you Odell Beckham for the time being.
I would give you that. I would give you up that for Odell Beckham Jr. I mean, but at the same time, I would think that I would try to make it work with him. But you can't put yourself in a position where, you know, you're not covered, if you will. and if Odell decides that he does not want to be in New York anymore. I think that with his brand and the way that he's marketed himself, the only other team that he could probably play for is L.A. I really do. And the reason why I say that, I'm talking about his off-the-field stuff that he has going on. He has a lot going on. He has a deal with Nike that he has, and he's doing commercials and everything. So I would think that for a guy like that, he would want to be in L.A. But I would definitely try to make it work with him in New York. And I think it will work with him in New York. I think that right now everybody's a little bit upset. You know, everybody's still processing the video that we saw of Odell Beckham Jr. on the bed with a pizza and some questionable paraphernalia. But yeah, I think he's going to, at the end of the day, I think he will stay in New York.
Yeah, that's my guess too. I would say that if I had a bet here in this morning that at the end of the day, which is opening day this year, that Odell Beckham will be in a big blue uniform. Now, we don't know. That's what makes it so interesting because, man, who knows who could trade and whatever in front of the draft. Today is Wednesday. We'll tell you what else today is. We told you today is loaded, so stand by for it. If you're stuck on 75, God love you. Stay right here. We'll have some fun stuff for you. But John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 again.
They're young, opinionated, and not afraid to speak the truth. And that's the disclaimer for all you easily offended type people out there.
If you control them in 5 seconds, and they'll take the bait every single time.
The Bunker Mentality. Evenings from 7 to 11. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to The Morning Show with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Those of you that creeped out 75 like Grant and I do, we hear you. We know this morning another one of those, right? That's okay. Hey, by the way, if you're in that 75 and Bear Parkway area, because today's Wednesday, by Friday we're going to be at the racetrack, so you don't even have to bother to come downtown. You can just come see us over at the racetrack in Kennesaw. You don't have to deal with the traffic.
Do you have an address to the one in Kennesaw?
It's Bear Parkway, just west of 41.
I got to get that. I'm so excited to be in Kennesaw.
I'm excited.
It's going to be awesome.
It's about the roller food.
You coming too, Wendy?
Yeah,
I didn't know. Is Bo and Daryl coming as well?
I gotta tweet the festivities.
You know, they've got to improve roller food at Racetrack One Way. They got to figure out how to get bacon on it. They have the bacon sandwiches, right? But
as long as they leave off those corn dog pickle contraption things that look terrible that Wendy is trying to get everyone to eat, then we're good.
Wouldn't that dry out the corn? I mean, wouldn't that dry out the bacon though? Being on a rotisserie like that.
That's right. But if you eat like Wendy, you like that bacon jerky.
I don't know if I can eat bacon jerky.
It's not.
I mean,
bacon
I like.
Jerky.
I do like crispy bacon, but I do like it a little chewy too. I like it a little chewy.
I don't like it chewy.
I like it with mayo and mustard.
Well, people are weighing in because you know you have the 1 through 6 thing, right? Is that what it is? The grades?
You put mayo on your bacon? Is that what you just said?
Well, yeah. If you have a BLT, if you have a bolt like I do with the Vidalia onion, that's mayo. Mayo, onion, lettuce, and tomato, and bacon.
Yeah, that's fine, but it made it sound like he was dipping in mayo.
Oh, no, that
sounds like really good for dinner.
That's a fat guy move.
I won't say that I haven't done that before.
Like bacon? Yeah, bacon is.
May have to do a bolt tonight. They may have to happen. Now, see, you got me thinking.
A what?
A bolt. You know,
a bolt.
Yeah, a bolt.
With the
John
onion
gave it his own. He gave it a name. So that's John's
with
name.
With ruining the bacon with an onion.
Yeah.
Oh no! It's Vidalia. I mean, come on. I mean, it's the nice.
It's the bolt.
Come on. This is
just nobody ruining the classics there, John. Well, Daryl came in with Reba McEntire because she turned 63 years old today.
She's a funny lady.
She is. She's the new KFC
lady.
I love that KFC.
Dude, like it's funny because I'm like they try to have a different person do it all the time. And her doing it is pretty funny. She's been trying to get her comedy chops up for a while.
Who is it? It was Norm Macdonald, now it's Rob Lowe, is that right? And her? Is that Rob Lowe who's doing it now?
I think they've passed him. I think
really?
It's her. It's her.
Because it was Norm Macdonald for a long time, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's her. And then it was it Rob? Am I right? Was
Who
it
was
Rob Lowe?
Remember the guy that used to tan all the time?
George
Hamilton.
Yeah.
And there was a shorter guy too, like a. I think he was actually another Saturday Night Live guy. There's been probably 5 or 6 easy.
Mm-hmm. I know at one point they were talking about David Alan Greer doing it, and I forgot something happened with that. It didn't happen. But they were talking about making him the colonel. But yeah, she's funny. She's funny as a KFC.
She's got that residency with Brooks and Dunn in Vegas. So she still plays out there with Brooks and Dunn often. And then I guess her TV show's been canceled.
She had that sitcom for a while, though. Yeah.
Reba, right? It was called Reba.
Yeah.
Easily named Reba.
What fast food place would you guys represent if you wanted to? Like Reba is doing KFC. What would you want to be the face of or spokesman for?
As much as my son eat it, I would probably say Chick-fil-A. Because that way I could get Chick-fil-A the biggest problem that I have with Chick-fil-A is that no matter what time you go, especially at noon, but anytime you go to Chick-fil-A, it's always packed. It's like the club. It's like a club.
Well, now you can do those mobile orders on your phone and just pick it up. That way you don't have to wait in line.
Oh, that's even worse.
See, I think I would do Zaxby's because all you have to do in their commercials is just eat the food. You just stand there and eat the food, basically.
Is Waffle House fast food? Because we've argued about this before. I don't think
No. Has to have a drive-thru.
Well, there's a Waffle House that has a drive-thru now.
Okay, so there's one fast food Waffle House. Okay. But the majority of them are not.
All right.
So
just
I would.
Saying.
But Waffle House doesn't really have commercials.
They don't need the commercials.
I know, but if you're going to be a spokesperson.
They're like Lamborghinis. Lamborghini don't have commercials, and they're still making money. Waffle House is like the go-to, like for late-night shenanigans, like all types of shenanigans. Like Waffle House is the spot. Everything, like it all depends on what time you go, but everything kind of bad happens at the Waffle House in the Waffle House parking lot.
I've always wanted to be one of those 2:33
o'clock. Nothing good happens at 2:33 o'clock right now. Yeah, and the Waffle House tends to be the gathering spot, right?
Especially for people who wake up early in the morning, John, and want to go there at 3 in the morning before work.
Well, occasionally you have to.
Well, a couple of national days today. Today is National Something on a Stick Day. As in food on a stick.
As in pickled hot dogs on a stick.
Pickled hot dogs or a popsicle, perhaps, kebabs.
You remember that, hot dog on a stick, and they used to dress up in those outfits?
Yes, but that, like, anything on a stick that you leave it open. Like, when you have days like this, you leave it open for people that have vivid imaginations. Cause that
something on a stick.
Yeah, because you just said something on, and the first thing that I thought about was not a food item.
Yes.
It was like, initially, it was just not a food item. So I think that they need whomever is making up these days. They need to be more specific in the days they make up.
I mean, they have it. They said foods that come on a stick.
Well, no, it's National Something on a Stick Day. It's not National Food on a Stick Day.
It doesn't
day.
Say food. It says something on a stick.
In the details.
I kind of with it.
How to observe the holiday. Get inventive and create your own combination.
Nobody's Googling how to observe National Something on a Stick Day. They're
Have you noticed that it's National Something on a Stick Day, but it's also Respect Your Cat Day?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get that correlation, but I'm pretty sure we'll discuss that in the break.
Yeah.
But I'm
I'll explain it to you more. But
yeah, because I think I got it. But yeah, I'm allergic to cats, though.
That's sad.
See,
no,
so
it's
am
pretty
I.
cool. It's pretty cool.
But cats don't ever respect you, so.
No, cats don't respect. Like, cats are like people.
Mine do. Mine are awesome.
They're disrespectful.
My cats are awesome. 64% of people, though, say they'd rather spend a quiet night alone with their cat than their significant other. So take from that what you will.
Most of those people only have cats.
Yeah, I was there's the reason they have cats.
There is no significant other for 63% of those people that said that.
Yeah, that's the cat lady. That's the cat lady talking.
Also in this survey, 80% of people think they understand their cat just from the different meows.
Oh, for crying out loud. That's too much for me. I'm sorry.
From the different meows.
I just had to read that stuff.
Are you hungry? Fancy bottoms?
Are you tired?
Fancy bottoms.
Meow.
Oh my gosh, that would be a tremendous name for a cat. Fancy bottoms.
Hey, fancy bottoms.
Well, we're talking about bacon this morning, though, and that's our Vision Computer poll, too. Vision Computers, where an average hold time is less than 15 seconds. At the great folks of Vision Computers off Jimmy Carter Boulevard right there off 85, and I'm a big Vision Computer guy. When we get back, we told you there's a lot of NFL news to get into. What the Falcons have been saying yesterday, we have that, and we're going to play it for you as we continue next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
It's finger-licking good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.